This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. We are talking about perks here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvini Braj.
It's 12:32. If you'd like to contribute to the discussion, tell us what perks your office provide. If they don't provide anything, let us know as well. But, you know, if they do provide some perks, what is it that you like about them and what do you think could be improved? We've been speaking about PwC, some of the perks they offer, the Flex Fridays, the Rest and Refresh. We've spoken about what we offer here, some of the duvet days and some of the vacation that we've had just very recently as a whole office. We're going to move on now and talk about some companies based around the world and some of their perks that they offer. We've cherry-picked a few. Frida.
Right. Okay, so this is 16 companies of amazing employee perks. Mush, that's where I... Muse, that's where I got the information from, not Mush. Okay, now, obviously, companies are always looking for a great culture. You know, people looking at joining companies with great culture, supportive leadership, and the ability to own your own projects. So these are some 16, but I'm going to talk through about 8 or 9 of them. And I think they try to connect it back to the brand of the company, right? I'll just go through some of which is Vizio. You know, they bring smart, innovative electronics to life, they say. Little things that they have for their employees is a competitive paid time off program, on-site car washes. That's quite cute, right? And Thursday morning breakfast. And I was just reading this. I think like a lot of people say, oh, Monday, I hate coming to work. Maybe just offer free lunches on Monday.
You know
what I mean? There's something, oh, Monday to tomorrow, don't buy lunch. I mean, so you give a reason for people to be excited on Monday. Digital Airstrike, right? They're social media technology and reputation management partner. They've got what I think was really helpful, student refinance and match program loans.
So I think that's a brilliant idea.
You know, where they help people to pay off their student loans, right?
Oh,
I think
big deal.
That's a big deal, right? I mean, one of the things I think we'll go through now, Dropbox, we all know Dropbox, right? They have interesting boat rides and board game projects and nights and things like that. So I think maybe a younger crowd, they would love these sort of things, right? I don't know, where can we do boat rides? Only if you're outdoorsy, I guess.
Only if you're outdoors, yeah.
Okay. There's a reality company called Keller Williams, and they have a chiro practice and massage therapist coming to the office.
Oh, I'd quite like that.
Right?
We've had massages here.
We've
every
had
now
massages
and again.
For like special days. I remember years ago, International Women's Day. Nothing for the men.
That's true. Yeah, we never did, right?
Right? No, it was just for the women. But I mean, that would be nice if just like, you know, once a month, you know, we go to a room or whatever and then we set it up and we get our massages done, right? So another company called Availity, and what they do is online learning classes and they allow their employees to pay for employees to go for events within the country. I would love that. I'm currently doing a course right now. And it's not really directly related to work, but yet I think it will be. Like, I'm just taking a course in design thinking. And I would be glad if they could, you know,
utilize it,
subsidize it or something like that. So like the previous company I worked for, they did that. And they were very good in the sense that they didn't pay for all of it. They paid for 2/3 of it so that there was still money out from my own pocket. Right, so there's a commitment on my part because they, you know,
skin in the game.
Skin in the game. Then there's another company called Glaukos Corporation. Obviously, with a company like that, it's about eyes, and they provide free eye coverage. I think that's important as well because we're always. Well, I think we need ear checks, lah.
I agree.
What? Yeah, we need ear checks.
What?
We need ear checks, eye checks. You know, that sort of thing. That kind of coverage as well, right? If especially in our line of work, you know, a number of times. Have you? I know Richard comes in with ear infection.
Regularly.
Jeff does occasionally, you know.
I think at my foyer mark, maybe.
Foyer mark.
Yeah, those are my perks and benefits.
Next year, you can look forward to that. Then there is Washington Post. And I guess this is suitable where they're based, to museums and musicals and theatres, the sort of free tickets and things like that. That will be appreciated within companies. So I think like here where we are, we always get free movie passes because of the work. But, you know, companies, you know, encourage the arts, encourage that sort of like life beyond work, and I think that will be appreciated as well. Apian, they organize retreats, right, and includes families. Like our trips are always just sort of like with us. It'd be nice if we could include our family as well. So these were just some of the interesting ones I thought that would be good.
Something just sprang to mind then when you were going through some of those perks, and it's something that we had here. And, you know, it's completely gone out of my mind right now.
Student loans?
No, I wish it was student loans. Mm. You know, I think for a lot, the amount of interns that we have, that would be very useful for them once they become full-time employees. People struggle to pay their student loans.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that they should still pay, but like maybe... Yeah. I pay 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, I work towards it. And then, you know, once you reach a certain level of, you know, whether you're confirmed, that kind of thing, and you're performance based, right? But then we'll pay 50-50. So you are also paying for your student loan.
Yeah. I mean, if the company pays off for at even 50% of someone's student loan, then you decrease the person's commitments in a month. So it means that they just have a better financial standing, plus the salary that comes in.
Right.
How, you know, their commitments with the company aside, it's such a good perk to have when you can let the person who's joining your company not have to think about the stuff they studied before or how much they owe some bank or some scholarship or whatever it is. And also the ones where APN, where you said that they pay for families to go on vacation, that is always, for me, it's always been a bit like, it's a weirder concept because those things are supposed to be for company people to get to know each other. If you travel with your families, I guess then you're going to be in silos. But on the flip side, maybe your families get to know each other as well. So, you know, employees' families get to know other employees' families, and then you get to bond over that at work.
Like, you know,
Sorry, go on.
With our company trip, right? They were like, we had two dinners that we have to attend, right? And that's when we saw each other. Other than that, right, I try to avoid you guys.
Yeah.
You know, the whole day until dinner, you know. And I was so happy to see you guys during dinner, knowing that I had some time to myself.
Yes, and I don't think there's anything wrong with
that.
Right?
Yeah.
To go back to what you were saying about the whole family thing, I remember my dad's company used to do, they didn't do work trips away together, but what they would do is once a year around Christmas time, they would provide a Christmas dinner and drinks provided for all employees and their family and their spouses.
Yeah.
And I think that was enough.
Yes.
You know, one night is enough.
Just that dinner, because, like, you know, I also want to know where you work, and we are very appreciative of your spouse here, that sort of thing. And you are part of the family. We want to thank you as well. I think that's nice, but, you know, I get it, like company trips, but at least appreciate the family, right? And I know now why my husband or my wife is working so hard in your company, because, you know, it's just, you know, you just have a better understanding, because, you know, otherwise this company is taking my spouse away from family time.
Right. Time for a short break. Of course, you've heard a whole bunch of wonderful perks. You know, we've spoken about medical care and time off for fathers,
flexi wear
and all that kind of stuff. When we come back, we're going to take it down a notch, and we're going to talk a little bit about the dark side of corporate perks. Because, of course, as much as you are being led around like a donkey with a carrot to that cesspool of water, sometimes you might get a little bit of a push in there. And that's what these corporate perks are
all
about.
Can you do the Darth Vader sound?
No, I can't. Can you do it? No?
I don't know. I don't know if that's it. But,
that's not
but
it,
yeah,
Arvin.
No.
That's not it.
No.
No.
Time
for a break. Music then. Up next, Better Than Ezra. Good here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.